This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. Another sign of worsening relations with the Soviet Union today, the United States has decided to be very choosy about sending official visitors to the Soviet Union. Marvin Kalb has the story.
The administration has decided to put a hold on all high-level American visits to the Soviet Union pending an improvement in relations between the two superpowers. For the third time in recent weeks, the State Department has effectively blocked a U.S. delegation from visiting Moscow, the latest that of an assistant secretary for housing and urban development. A spokesman explained such visits were not considered appropriate at this time of dissident trials, pressure on American journalists, and most recently, the roughing up of a U.S. diplomat in Moscow. The administration is trying to fine-tune its overall response. On the one hand, it has decided to send hardline Energy Secretary James Schlesinger to China as one way of showing its displeasure with Russia. On the other hand, officials are stressing that nothing will be allowed to interfere with the continuing efforts to reach arms control agreements with the Soviet Union. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, the State Department.
About the time the State Department was announcing the new policy on high-level visits, General David Jones, the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs, was holding his first news conference, much of it devoted to efforts to work out a new SALT agreement with the Soviets. Jones expressed satisfaction so far, but urged caution. Ike Pappas reports.
General Jones went on to urge the American negotiators to continue to hang tough with the Russians in the talks. As an example, Jones said the United States should insist that mobile ICBM missiles be included in any new SALT agreement. The United States is now considering a plan to keep moving its nuclear land-based missiles from one new silo to another in a huge honeycomb complex of silos to make them less vulnerable to attack. The Russians are objecting to that plan, but Jones says the U.S. needs it.
Well, I'm not going to, on any subcategory, say whether I'll accept or reject or support or not support a SALT treaty. I must say that I would have deep reservations about not being able to proceed with a survivable ICBM.
Jones added that with or without a new SALT agreement, spending for strategic weapons would have to increase to maintain the nuclear balance with the Soviet Union. Ike Pappas, CBS News, the Pentagon.
More news after this.
Ever find yourself without any money when your car broke down and needed a tow? Or when you had to run out to a store and didn't have a dollar to your name? Times when neither a personal check nor a credit card would do? This is Carl Malden with an idea. When you come back from a trip, save your last American Express traveler's check. Stick it in your wallet and leave it there. Now you have emergency money. You can use it whenever you need it, or just leave it in your wallet indefinitely. It never expires. And of course, an American Express traveler's check is safe money. If you should lose it, you can get a full refund. And that's a lot better than losing cash. It's a nice idea for everyone in the family to have an American Express traveler's check just for security. And it's especially nice for a son or a daughter going away to college. So remember, the next time you come back from a trip, save your last American Express traveler's check. Someday it could save you.
Next time you go on a trip, pick up American Express traveler's checks. And remember to save your last one. Someday it could save you.
Scottish dock workers have tied up all four of Britain's Polaris nuclear submarines by refusing to service them until there's a pay increase. And today, the British government clamped down. Start loading the first one tomorrow, the nuclear sub Revenge, or the British Navy will do it. Clark Todd has more on the story from London.
The British Navy is standing by at the dockyard in Scotland, ready to board the Polaris submarine Revenge and make it ready to sail. The unions say no unless their pay demands are met. The government says the sailors will be ordered to board the sub if the unions do not give in. The British Defense Minister, Fred Mulley, who had tried to resolve the dispute by negotiation, says that most of the civilian workers at the dockyard will be sent home because of the danger of sabotage.
What we can't afford, because of the nature of the operation, loading nuclear devices, we can't possibly afford any situation that would give a safety hazard. The operation has been done, of course, very many times. There is no risk whatever.
The unions say the government is overreacting because if there was to be a NATO nuclear alert, they would have released the ship to go on station. What critics of the Union are asking is, how would the ship get on station with warning time 15 minutes at the maximum? Clark Todd for CBS News, London.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
It's a good day for good cheer, no matter where you are. And those good deals at Goodyear help put more good years in your car.
Get Goodyear all-weather 78 polyester cord tires, now four for $79, plus old tire and 172 federal excise tax each for B78 13 Blackwall. Four for $79, a good deal at participating Goodyear outlets now.
And those Goodyear help put more good years in your car.
One word describes the Amana Touchmatic 2 radar range microwave oven. Automatic. So automatic it lets you cook the way you're used to. The automatic temperature control system assures you a medium-rare setting will give you a medium-rare roast every time. And if the family's late, Amana Touchmatic 2 radar range will automatically hold food at serving temperature without overcooking. Amana radar range lets you cook fast, cook slow, even change speeds automatically as you cook. Amana Touchmatic 2 radar range, the microwave oven you'll choose automatically.
A House Agriculture Subcommittee held hearings today on rising food prices. And if you're looking for relief, don't expect it to be very much or very soon. Susan Spencer reports from Washington.
The star of today's hearing was a market basket full of groceries placed in front of the witness table just to remind everyone that food prices so far this year have risen at an annual rate of 16%, outdistancing even inflation. Department of Agriculture economist Howard Yort blamed the high prices on several factors, but primarily on inflation itself.
The fundamental problem that one sees as you look forward on food prices is general price inflation and its impact all the way through the system. That increases the cost of the producer, increases the cost of transporting the product, increases the cost of processing the product. It increases it all the way through the system.
But the chairman of the Council on Wage and Price Stability, Barry Bosworth, put the blame more squarely on higher prices for farm products, saying the rate of inflation there is 50%. The good news is that he also expects rising food costs to moderate in the second half of this year. He predicted the food price increase for 1978 will end up at between 8 and 10%. Susan Spencer, CBS News, Washington.
And we'll have the Wall Street Report in a moment.
I'm chewing gum again. It's wonderful. For years I couldn't because gum stuck to my dental work. But now there's Freedent gum. It doesn't stick. So I can enjoy all the pleasures of chewing gum again. The delicious flavor, fresh, clean breath, and refreshing taste. All that's possible again with Freedent gum from Wrigley's. Comes in peppermint and spearmint. You'll love it.
Feel free to chew Freedent.
It won't stick to most dental work.
Freedent gum.
A very profitable rule to remember when buying anything is to strike when the coals are hot, which if you're in the market for a new car, is right now at your Buick dealers. So for a car like the popular Buick Skylark, I'm sure you could march right into your Buick dealer and get him to listen to your way of thinking about a great deal. Buick Skylark. Yes, you can. Right now at your Buick dealers.
Yes, you can.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed around 840, 7.97. The average price per share was up 22 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume there today over 25 million shares. The average price was up 1 cent on the American Exchange. Wall Street on this World Tonight.